Linda Bukachek fills a pitcher with heated wax, step one of a process she's repeated over and over. Working in a back room at Patchouli Garden in Park Falls, she adds ingredients, color, and fragrances to the wax. Then she carefully pours it into a dozen candle molds. Bukachek tells me she loves her job at the small business, which makes candles, incense, and bath and body products by hand.
It's the creativity, and I think it's just, it's satisfying. It's so satisfying to see your final product, your end product.
Owner Tara Turvett says most of the products made at Patchouli Garden contain its namesake fragrance.
This is our magical patchouli that we get a big drum in.
Patchouli is a plant oil which reached its peak in popularity in the 1970s, but is making a strong comeback with a loyal following of users.
It's a very earthy tone, grassy, dirty kind of scent.
A small sign marks Turvett's small storefront in downtown Park Falls, where customers visit for the lotions, soaps, candles, and free smells.
The hippie theme, we're kind of just going with it. We love it. It's something different. No one else kind of has that up here.
But the real sales leave Patchouli Garden not through the front door,
these are already sealed, so
but through the mail. At least 80% of the store's business comes from online orders, shipped from Park Falls to the world.
It's about 30 to almost 40 orders a day we put out. We have people specifically looking for patchouli, and they find, and we hear that all the time. Oh, I was looking for patchouli. I'm so grateful I found you guys. This is the stuff, like, we remember it. This is exactly what we were looking for.
To reach customers and get by, Turvett has to do two things: offer them a storefront and have a strong web presence.
If online weren't an option,
yeah.
Would you have a business?
No, I don't think so.
A block away, Kayla Myers is making a customer's lunch at Kayla's Kitchen and Closet.
The most popular is probably the chicken salad sandwich.
Myers serves sandwiches, wraps, salads, soups, and hot and cold drinks. She's been running the place since 6 years ago, when she became one of the youngest business owners in town.
I was 21 at the time, so pretty much just out of college, and I was living with my mom, and I was like, hey, I think I should do this.
Myers bought what was then the Apple Basket and changed the name to her own. Then, a year later, the owners of the adjacent clothing store were ready to retire. Myers bought that, too, and the cafe now flows freely into a stylish clothing boutique.
We have a lot of stuff that can be worn with jeans or with dress pants. So it's a lot of stuff that can be worn, you know, when you're going to the grocery store or if you're going to a dinner meeting or something.
The COVID-19 pandemic caught Myers off guard this spring. After a day of tension, she made a plan: offer carryout orders from the kitchen and try live Facebook sales from the clothing store.
And did it work?
It did, yeah.
People were into it.
Yeah, most of the time we'd have 30 or 40 people watching us for our sales, and people from all over, you know.
After making it through the worst of the COVID-19 shutdowns, she's now got her eyes on even more expansion. Myers is anticipating the buildings next door will be torn down soon.
I would really love to have an outdoor seating patio area here and put like a ordering window in this wall.
But like for so many other small businesses in the Northwoods, getting by necessitates offering two things in one. Without it being Kayla's kitchen and closet, it might be tough.
I think we could make it, but like I'd do other things if I just had the restaurant. Like,
Myers says she'd have to pick up gigs on the side to make ends meet. Back at Patchouli Garden, Tara Turvett writes a handwritten thank you inside each online order box that goes out. Customers like that, she says, and she needs the online orders, because for many small businesses, doing one thing well just isn't enough.
As a small business, unless you offer different things, if we just were to offer just a storefront, there's no way
we could keep.
For WXPR's Employed, I'm Ben Meyer in Park Falls. Program support comes from Grow North Regional Economic Development Corporation, a catalyst for economic prosperity in the Northwoods region of Wisconsin, operating in 8 counties and 3 tribal nations. Grow North is currently focusing on workforce cultivation, housing, Northwoods rural prosperity, and broadband solutions. More information about getting involved is online at grownorth.org.